Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver Outer.
Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver Outer.
Why go to professional analysts when we can get inside information from your brother-in-law's sister's fourth cousin's stepfather?
On your mother's side.
Sure, you may know absolutely nothing, but we know even less.
Big, big, big old dummy.
Your motto, buy low, sell low. Get other people to buy low and sell low.
Keep hope alive.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Titan of the Tip. Although you're always wrong, you'll always be our Mr. Right.
Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week one of the 2022 season. I'm going to review week one right now. Certainly started off with lots of points. I think that is a reflection of the change in the scoring system. There will be more points. I think it's more points across the board. Clearly, that's going to have, a pretty positive impact on the whole league. Pretty excited about it. I think most people are. We're going to jump right in and take a look at the Hamsters, 157, great score, defeating the Costanzas, 122. I guess the early season prediction of the Hamsters being strong is coming to fruition, although the Costanzas shouldn't be too concerned at this point. Let's run through the numbers. Russell Wilson, in a loss, had 24 points. Boy, they had some chances to win that one, just couldn't quite get across the line. Denver will get better as the year goes on, no doubt. Just early days. Mixon had 21. Diggs was really good on Thursday night. He had 35. Debo had 10. Crazy conditions there in Chicago. Very, very wet. Henry had 4. I think it's going to be a bit of a trend here. Tight ends just not really doing much in week one. Najee Harris, 10. 17 for Bateman. Very, very exciting player. He's in a good situation. And then special teams, out the gate, really a difference maker in some respects. 36 between Koo and the 49ers. On the bench, I'm always going to kind of leave quarterbacks out unless they do something remarkable. But Henderson had 11. Hunt had 22. That was pretty nice. So 157, great score to kick the season off. The Costanzas, 24 from Hurts. Ran a lot, looked good. McCaffrey had 15, not too bad in the back in action. Robinson, a little disappointing with 2. Pittman, awesome, week one, 32 points. Pitts had 3, that sort of tight end story. Connor was great, 15, looked good. And Waddle, great touchdown, 18 for Waddle. Special teams had 13 combined. On the bench, Edwards-Helaire, 22. Pretty nice start for him. That's kind of all there is to talk about on that side. So the Hamsters get off the mark with a win over the Costanzas. In our second matchup, the Devils, 106, defeated the Mudcats, 76. One of the lowest scores of the week. Devils getting home. For the Devils, Rogers had -1. Rough first week for the Packers, but you know, everyone just needs to relax. They did have a drop, 75-yard touchdown guarantee was dropped. Goal line stand, didn't get in, 4th and 1. So yeah, look, it's early days. Plenty to look forward to there. Eckler had 10, Evans had 18, looked good, definitely the go-to guy. Chase, what can you say? There was a touchdown. Now he ended up getting it back to go in overtime, but the touchdown, that he definitely crossed the line, they just didn't review it. And then there was a catch where he got his first foot down, second one just touched the white paint, and it was a one-handed absolute gem of a grab. 33 points for him. Knox had 1. 19 for Gibson, look good. Williams had 3. Special teams had 23. Gainwell had 11. 11 for Hines. Dotson, nice 2-touchdown start for the rookie, 18. But we do see this often. Sometimes it takes a while for them to get consistent points. So 106 points, good start. For the Mudcats, 76. Dak, 2 points out for at least 6 weeks, probably 8. Kamara had 6, just wasn't involved as much as we thought. Johnson had 12, a really nice one-handed catch. Burks, 8 as a start rookie. 13 for Schultz, that was a good thing for obviously the tight end position. Montgomery had 7. Waller, another tight end, had 11. So that's the tight ends to play around with. Special teams had 17. I think you can just get the idea that, you know, you're getting single digits across the board's not going to win you too many games. On the bench, Michael Thomas had 22. I suspect he's going to be in the starting lineup this week. So the Devils, 106, defeated the Mudcats, 76. Next game up, the Finns, 159, defeating the Maulers, 103. For the Finns, Mahomes, outstanding, 37. Barkley, outstanding, 38. Cooks was good with 15. Brown, 30. Ertz, 11. These are good numbers. 7 for Etienne. And then nothing for Smith. Probably that's the tweak spot. 21 for special teams, also pretty good. On the bench, Chark had 15. He might be able to fit into a spot. Everett had 14. So some couple of good positional players on the bench. 159, it's the big score of the week. And it's a great score. 103 for the Maulers. 23 for Herbert. Can't complain about Herbert. 13 for Cook. He'll get more chances. That Green Bay defense actually did a good job, even though they lost. Cooper had 4. Question mark on Cooper. Lamb had 4. What's going to happen with Lamb now with that Prescott? Kind of a question mark there. Andrews had 10. Chubb had 20. Godwin had 6. Played. Hamstring tweaked. Not a problem, though. He'll be back. 23 for special teams. On the bench, Patterson had 27, and so he's got to basically go straight into that lineup. I think the worrying component here is they went in very QB light, but I don't think that's going to matter. I think Herbert is going to be just fine. So, you know, definitely better times ahead for the Maulers. 159 to 103 was the final score there. The Cows, 125. Defeated a disappointing Wipeouts, 80. One of the lowest scores for the week. For the Cows, nice to get off to a good start. Carr had 7. You have to hope that he does better. Akers didn't score, but then here we go. Like 36 from Cup. Great trade. Really, really good trade. Hardman, 10. Hockenson, 7. Hill had 17. Kirk had 22. So there's some really good scoring here. 26 for special teams. These guys have got some quarterbacks. As I said, we'll skip over that, although Wentz was interesting. Michael Carter had 17. I think he was cheap in the draft. Not much else to talk about, but really good start. 125. Going to get you quite a few wins, I think, in this league week to week. For the Wipeouts, what can I say? 80 points, 21 from Jackson. Elliott had 6. Brown, 14. Not too bad. Metcalf had 6. Goddard had 9. Jacobs, 7. Woods, 2. Special teams had 15. Just not enough. Right across the board. Low scores. Carrying a lot of quarterbacks that not many of them did much. Now, Dylan, surprisingly not started. 19. You know, he would have helped. Probably wouldn't have been enough to get him over the line, but not a lot of points on the bench either. Interesting times for the Wipeouts, but the Cows get off the mark with a nice win. Dockers, 142, defeating the Queens, 83. Good start from the Dockers. Got to love it. Allen, 30. Fournette, 20. Sutton, 11, paid up. Worth it. 29 for Judy. Can these two coexist in the same team? Kelsey, worth it, 31. Javonte Williams, great keep, 17. Now, 142, Fant had 4. They had nothing for special teams. So, wow, could they have scored big time? You know, on the bench, Williams had 15. London, nice start with 12. Peoples-Jones, 12. So, lots of upside here. And a very nice start to the season by the Dockers. The Queens, 83. Again, there's kind of like three teams in the 75 to 85 range. With the rest of the teams over 100. 8 to Brady, 8 to Henry, 7 to Moore, 4 to Higgins. Komet didn't score. Andre Swift looked really good, 31. Mooney only 1. You've got to be careful with the Chicago team. I'm not sure it's going to produce a lot of fantasy stars. Special teams had 24, so that actually contributed in a way. Sanders had 17, looked pretty good. Robbie Anderson had 30. Has to be considered. He's definitely got some very nice upside. The Dockers get out the gate with a win, 142, defeating the Queens, 83. And in the final wrap game of the week, a good high-scoring matchup, the Crabs, 153, defeating the Budgies, 122. Some good scoring here. Murray, 19. Jones had 9. Devontae, 35. Kind of miss him, not burning the green and gold. McLaurin had 15. Freiermuth had 12. Moore had 9. And Justin Jefferson, 44. And he really didn't have a catch in the fourth quarter, I don't think. It was just an annihilation. Special teams had 10. So there's more upside there. On the bench, Edmonds had 10. Robinson had 19. Landry had 23. So, yeah, some good places to look for more points. The Budgies, 122. There's some wins in this team, no doubt. Cousins had 19. Love Cousins. Taylor had 32. Looked really good. Allen had 10. Although he got banged up a little. Looks like he'll play. Davis had 18 on Thursday night. That was a nice start. Jordan had 1. We'll talk about this tight end position in a moment. Penny had 8. Ayuk had 6. Special teams had 28. So that was very helpful. On the bench, Mitchell's gone now for at least a couple of months. Pacquiao had 12. Tyler Boyd had 13. Jones had 12. St. Brown had 20. Probably going to be an automatic start next week in this lineup, you would think. So the Crabs off the mark, 153 to 122. So let's just, you know, obviously it's early, so it's just, you know, win-loss, but the North didn't start well. 0-1 for all three in the North. They're ranked 9th, 10th, and 11th on the power rankings because between them, you know, just didn't score that much. On the other hand, the South went 1-0 across the board with big scores, and they are ranked 1, 4, and 5. So really nice start for the South. In the East, the Crabs get off to a 1-0 start. 0-1 and 0-1 for the Costanzas and the Mudcats. And in the West, Hamsters and Devils get off to a 1-0 start. Budgies 0-1. You know, looking at it right now, I think the Hamsters, I'll stick with what I'm saying. Hamsters look really strong. Teams that I think that will improve. Maulers will improve. The Finns look good. Dockers, I think, will continue to improve. Costanzas, you know, they'll improve. And I like the look of the Budgies. Just came up against a bit of a buzzsaw week one. So as we look forward now to week two, quick look at the games. Costanzas play the Crabs in a division matchup. It's going to be a good one, no doubt about that. That's going to be a cracking game. Wipeouts play the Queens, so we get into some divisional games now, which I think are going to be interesting. Cows play the Maulers. Be very, very good for the Cows to go 2-0 to start the season. Dockers play the Finns. Big scoring game, I think, ahead of us. Dockers look good. Muddy's Hamsters, and the Hamsters continue to roll. And in the final matchup, the Devils play the Budgies. Maybe that time for the Budgies to bounce back, but I can't see Rogers against Chicago having anywhere near the poor performance he had in week one. So that basically wraps it up for the week. Fantastic week one. I think we go into pool picks come out this week. It looking very, very good for the year ahead. Gotta love it. Good luck everybody in week two, and I will talk to you then. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Carb Counter.
Mr. Over-the-Top Carb Counter.
Brushing aside such follies as work and family, you wisely adopted carbo counting as your primary pastime.
I'm crazy for carbos.
From breakfast through dinner, you tirelessly record every precious carb, hoping it might all add up to your target number, zero.
Hold on to your dream now.
Was that artichoke you ate 13.5 carbs or 13.6? Better look it up while you help yourself to another package of bacon.
I like it crispy.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Count of Monte Carbo, because the only thing better than meat and potatoes is meat and meat.
Mr. Over-the-Top
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.